The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I denounce white supremacy. And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities.
So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We are coming around the corner. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I've got a friend who says for political watchers on our side of the ideological spectrum, it's Christmas every day. Every day is Christmas. This week has been Christmas week in political worlds that are inhabited by people who favor the Republican Party. There have been some rough moments, of course, like there always are. Last night's dueling town halls with Joe Biden on ABC, Donald Trump on NBC, couldn't have gone better for the president. It was a great night. Don't get all hung up in Savannah Guthrie's argumentative style. Of course she was going to do that. That doesn't surprise you. Don't get hung up on George Stephanopoulos, his softball, chummy, hack performance. That doesn't surprise anybody. He used to work for Bill Clinton. He's a Democrat operative. George Stephanopoulos should have been the last person on that stage, but he would be the first person because they want to cheat. They want to rig this. They want to make sure you figure out that you better vote for the Democrats or else. It was a great night. Great night. It was a great, great night for the President of the United States. It's been a good week. President recovered from COVID, and he's on the campaign trail. He's going from city to city, looking and sounding like a million bucks. The presidential commissions on debates, or the debate presidential commission, whatever they're called, they are a disaster. Last night was supposed to be a debate between Trump and Biden, and they could have had a debate without any problems. But, of course, they had a problem with their moderator, a guy who was caught apparently red-handed by the FBI, no less, lying about his Twitter account. Steve Scully is the political editor of C-SPAN. And, you know, his 30-year career evidently came to a crashing halt this week because he lied about being hacked to hide a message to a vicious, loudmouth anti-Trumper named Anthony Scaramucci. Michael Goodwin, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer at the New York Post, says this is a startling confirmation that the cancer of partisanship has eaten away the heart of fairness and integrity at nearly all of America's leading media outlets. Do you know what they did on the West Coast last night? I was reading this in the Orange County Register. Biden appeared at his town hall broadcast live by ABC. It began at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, ran for 90 minutes. But NBC, evidently, they didn't carry it live. On the West Coast, NBC broadcast stations aired it on tape delay. So again, despite Biden's town hall being aired live on many stations, and I hear it's all over the West Coast, even Colorado, they didn't air Trump live, which is a big deal. You know why it's a big deal? Because everybody's going to be watching the ratings to see how President Trump did versus former Vice President Biden, and they're trying to manipulate the ratings. They're furious that NBC gave Trump a town hall platform. They're livid that he was normalized. They hate him being normalized. There was a lady last night who stood up, and my producer said Republican. Now, I don't think she's a Republican. I'm pretty sure she was leaning Biden. This is Cut 11, Pavs, which her name is Paulette Dale. And this was a moment that sent anti-Trumpers' heads exploding all over the world.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you. So, he does. You're so handsome when you smile.
Okay. Nobody says that to me. I've never, Pavlina, Eric, why don't you guys ever tell me what a great, handsome smile I have? But the president, that was a big moment because besides that, there was a lady over his shoulder nodding the whole time. Young black woman with a mask on, nodding. One point she put her did a big thumbs up. Do you know a liberal journalist said we better track her down and find out who she is? They're going to try to ruin her. I promise you, they're going to try to get her fired. They'll try to destroy her life. I really do hope that that lady is okay because they're vicious. They are vicious. Steve Cortez, Trump campaign official, was on TV last night talking about how this broke down. Here's Steve Cortez talking about the display in media, bias, duplicity. Again, not surprising, but we have had a stunning revelation this week about just how bad they are. Twitter, Facebook censoring the Hunter Biden bombshell from the New York Post. Again, all the NBC West Coast stations not even airing Trump live to try to impact and interfere with the actual ratings. How about George Stephanopoulos not asking a single question last night of Joe Biden and the Hunter Biden scandal? Here's how Steve Cortez broke it down last night on Fox News.
ABC put on the equivalent of a church ice cream social for Joe Biden up in Philadelphia. As a TV program, it reminded me of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And conversely, NBC staged a political knife fight down in Miami. And if I compare that to a TV program, it seemed more like The Wire. So I think what we saw today, really, unfortunately, was a brazen display of media duplicity. It is extremely clear who corporate media wants in this country. And the fact alone, and again, this isn't my opinion, the fact that George Stephanopoulos did not at one moment in the 90 minutes with Joe Biden today mention the biggest story in America right now, which is the bombshell revelations from the New York Post that Joe Biden, while he was sitting vice president, was fully aware of his son's influence peddling with shadowy figures all over the world, including the two most dangerous adversaries to the United States, Russia and China. It's an outrage that he wasn't pressed about that crucial question.
But every day is an outrage. There's nothing new. Michael Goodwin writes in the New York Post in a column that we'll post in its entirety at MikeOnline.com. Each and every day for the last 4 years, Twitter and Facebook have brimmed with anti-Trump stories that are often based only on anonymous sources and speculation. And get this, he writes, even as they blocked the post this week, the tech giants allowed users to share stories published by the Washington Post and the New York Times that sought to knock down the original Post story. That's not just unfair, it's bizarre. The demonstrable proof of bias only serves to harden the belief of Trump and his supporters that the deck is stacked against them. Can anyone honestly say they're wrong? After the story of Steve Scully and his admission that he lied about being hacked in his effort to schmooze and cuddle up to Anthony Scaramucci, after that was revealed, Trump took a victory lap on Twitter saying, I told you this was all, how the deck is stacked against me with this biased hack, Steve Scully. Michael Goodwin says the stacked deck isn't limited to the media. Consider this, the FBI began spying on Trump's 2016 campaign with far less information than the New York Post has published about the Biden family business, the grift. All Comey's band of dirty cops had was the salacious Steele dossier, none of which was verified. That came up last night. Again, another great moment in the debate, or the, I call it a debate. It was a debate with Savannah Guthrie. Savannah Guthrie chose to debate President Trump rather than moderate the way Stephanopoulos would did. And again, no shock, no surprise. She did the crappy, the stupid crappy, are you going to allow for the peaceful transfer of power? The president said, of course he would. But you know what he said? He goes, my campaign was spied on. I had people in the Justice Department and the FBI trying to take down my presidency from within. And you're worried about me peacefully transferring power if Biden wins? It was a great answer. It was a great answer. And he's right. He's absolutely right. You're sitting around shaking in your Birkenstocks that he's not going to allow for the peaceful transfer of power after we've watched the attempted coup, the deep state trying to take this guy down, Comey and Brennan and all these dirty, dirty cops, these corrupt hacks, these partisans who wanted to destroy the presidency from within. And you're worried about the peaceful transfer of power? Give me a break. You got a story that the New York Post, the oldest newspaper in America, the paper founded by Alexander Hamilton, has revealed about a laptop discovered. Incidentally, if you notice, the Biden campaign isn't denying the contents of the laptop. They're not denying the story of the emails. The only denial is they claim that Biden, on his official schedule, didn't have an official schedule logged on his ledger for the Ukrainian guy. That's all they've said. They haven't denied the story. They aren't denying Hunter and his dad's involvement in this. They're not denying this story. But Twitter and Facebook are denying anybody the ability to even share the story. You know, they stepped on the wrong toes on this one. They stepped on the wrong toes. They blocked Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Lindsey Graham. These are powerful U.S. senators on the Judicial Committee, their Judiciary Committee. They've got a subpoena out for these tech giants and their leaders. How about this? They blocked Sebastian Gorka. Big mistake. You don't want to tick off Dr. Gorka. Sebastian revealed that Twitter instantly locked his account and demanded he delete a tweet about Hunter Biden and the FBI. Sebastian Gorka, of course, host of America First, heard on many of our Salem stations and radio stations all across the country, former deputy assistant to the president. He just posted a question on Twitter. Why did the FBI do nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop? And they locked his account. They're crooks, they're hacks, they're corrupt, and they're going to do anything and everything they can to impact the outcome of this election. You can't let them. You got to go vote. You got to be sure that's the answer for us. That's the solution. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. Be sure you get to the polling place. Promise to take one or more to the polls. Do a little, do a lot. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Welcome in. I'm beyond giddy today with the week that our side had. The president is showing every reason in the world to Americans why he deserves four more years. Is America going to listen? We're going to find out. 1-800-655-MIKE. Call, text, or join us. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Aren't Republican moderators chosen to be at these debates? We haven't had one since the rhino of Megyn Kelly.
I don't know if you had the same reaction I did after NBC's town hall last night. I literally stood up off my couch and cheered. I'm all by myself. I just cheered. Social media noticed the woman stationed over Trump's left shoulder who was nodding all throughout the Trump town hall. Errol Weber, a Republican candidate for California's 37th House District, on Twitter tweeted, "The black woman nodding in agreement with President Trump is everything right now." Political strategist Seth Weathers tweeted, "Absolutely love the black woman in the background of the real Donald Trump town hall who is nodding along and agreeing with President Trump. NBC obviously made a mistake by letting her in. Oops." Apparently, Katie Couric tweeted, "I'm channel surfing. The woman to Trump's right keeps nodding her head, which I find very distracting." That's according to journalist Katie Couric. "I'm distracted. I don't like the lady nodding her head, and it's a young black woman. I find that very distracting." Well, Katie Couric, if you were distracted, I call that a good night. Call that a win. All right, your call's coming up, I promise. 1-800-655-MIKE. I'm in a good mood. We've had an interesting week. Lots of breaking news to cover. We want to welcome you into the ReliefFactor.com studios for another edition of our friendly exercise in talk radio madness.
Talking is a good thing.
Welcome to Team Gallagher.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
We do welcome you into Team Gallagher, trying to give you lots of tools to get through the next, what are we down to, 18 days? Holy moly. I want to tell you about the latest film from Dinesh D'Souza. Portions of our show brought to you by Trump Card. That's the movie, Exposé of the Socialism. I just was talking to a friend of mine about his daughter, his college-age daughter, who said, you know, I'm just going to, I know that Joe Biden's corrupt, and I know the Hunter Biden story is real, but I'd rather vote for the criminal instead of that jerk Donald Trump. And, you know, what you have to be able to have the maturity and the wherewithal to recognize is, what does socialism look like? What's going to happen to us if the Democrats, run by AOC and socialism, take over? It's the most important election of our lifetime. The battle lines are stark. This new movie by Dinesh explains what's behind socialism, modern socialism, the connection to the Democrat Party. It's done as only Dinesh can do it. Go to salemnow.com, promo code MikeG. You'll get 20% off. Watch Trump Card today. Amazon's out of the DVD, but they're not out at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. Be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. Going to give you a summary of last night's town hall. If you missed it, if you're on the West Coast, you didn't see it live because the NBC station's still watching for the ratings. We'll see. Ratings aren't out quite yet, but they'll come out shortly. And we're going to find out how both of the town halls did. It was night and day if you went back and forth. And, of course, Trump touched on the Hunter Biden scandal, was not even mentioned at the Joe Biden town hall. And Tony has an observation of how the media has suppressed the New York Post reporting on Hunter Biden's, you know, scheme to involve his father and to make money and to enrich himself. They call it the Biden family grift. Joe Biden has denied he knew anything about his son Hunter's involvement with Burisma or Ukraine. Hey, Tony, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good.
Just wanted to say, I got my senior parents, they are brainwashed, hardcore CNN Cuomo watchers.
Right.
I talk to them all the time, and I asked them if they heard anything about Hunter and his laptop. They had no idea what I was talking about. I'm thinking to myself, that CNN is such a brainwashed, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to talk to my parents, but they got them so brainwashed, it's sick. If I can add one more thing, if Nancy Pelosi is listening, would you please get that bill to Donald Trump so we can sign it? There's a lot of hurting Americans out there that need that money.
Of course you do. Of course, she is. And, Tony, that was such a powerful moment last night when the president broke this down and talked about Pelosi's opposition to helping Americans. And it's really, really clear. Here was what the president pointed out. He wants, this is the facts. This is the fact. Democrats are blocking the last relief package that Republicans put on the table and had the backing of the White House. over a month ago, Democrats filibustered any discussion on an eventual passage of a $300 billion package. $1,200 to desperate Americans. $400 a week unemployment. The president broke it down last night beautifully.
The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people. And we should have a stimulus. And I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong because people know she's in our way. She's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people and she doesn't appreciate at all our workers. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus, but
people
she's got to
do not love.
And of course, right away, you can hear the minor bird interrupting him. That's not a shock. I told one of my kids last night, I said, Dad, Savannah Guthrie's terrible. Well, that's not a shock. You thought she was going to do a good job and be fair? You thought an NBC Today show host would be fair to President Trump? Don't be distracted by that. Focus on his answers. She spent the whole 15, 20 minutes haranguing him about wearing a mask and white supremacy. Here we go again, as he put it, with the white supremacy. I think he denounces white supremacy four times in this answer alone.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. You asked some follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy.
No,
my question to you is,
you've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like...
I denounced white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years. But you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dodge.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Three times.
Okay. What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you need to be.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Four times.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
Four times in that one answer, he denounced it. Oh, but you seem reluctant. Reluctant? He sounds like he's got Tourette syndrome. He can't stop denouncing it. He did it four times in one answer, Savannah. Does it sound reluctant to you? They're hacks. They're hacks. They're corrupt. And he had probably the best answer of the night when it came to this goofy fear that people are trying to plant in gullible people's minds that he won't leave the White House if he loses, that he won't accept the peaceful transition of power. You think about that. Considering what this administration has been put through, from Comey and the dirty cops and the investigations and the coup and the spying, you got the gall to ask him about a peaceful transition of power? His answer was spectacular.
A lot of people have asked you, will you accept a peaceful transfer of power? You have said repeatedly, the only way we lose this election is if it is rigged. Now, that is simply not true. The fact is, either candidate can lose fair and square without ballot fraud. So will you accept the results of the election?
That's the way I want it to be. But when I see thousands of ballots, right, unsolicited ballots being given out by the millions, and thousands of them are dumped in dumpsters, and when you see ballots with the name Trump, military ballots from our great military, and they're dumped in garbage cans.
That is a handful. We could go all night, which we won't.
No,
but
no,
we could go all night,
day.
One by one, a single case, a single day. You're talking about 150 million votes. Your own FBI director says there is no evidence of widespread fraud.
Well, then he's not doing a very good job. All you have to do is pick up the papers every day. 50,000 in Ohio, the great state of Ohio. 50,000 in another location, I think North Carolina. 500,000 applications in Virginia. No, there's a tremendous problem. But let me just tell you, they talk about the peaceful transfer, right? They spied on my campaign and they got caught, and they spied heavily on my campaign, and they tried to take down a duly elected sitting president. And then they talk about, will you accept a peaceful transfer? And the answer is, yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election, and so does everybody else. When I see thousands of ballots dumped in a garbage can and they happen to have my name on it, I'm not happy about that.
Of course, she couldn't even let him finish the sentence because she didn't all night. But he said, the answer to the question, will I accept a peaceful transition? The answer is I will. I wonder if he was too hesitant for Savannah Guthrie's approval. Wow. He gave every reason in the world to reelect him last night. It was a great night for President Trump. It was a great night for Republicans. It was a great night for every Republican senator on the ballot. And there's a lot of Senate races that are up in the air. Lindsey Graham is being challenged mightily by Hollywood, by all the out of state money, with this Jamie Harrison, who's spending a lot of money. These Democrats are doing everything they can. How about in Arizona, the race between Martha McSally and Mark Kelly? Did you hear that his deputy press secretary, called police worthless effing pigs a few weeks ago, back in August, posting a video that showed police encountering people gathered to protest in Chicago? That's right. The guy, is Mark Kelly, Democrat Senate candidate Mark Kelly in Arizona's deputy press secretary, publicly calling the police worthless effing pigs. Yeah, you go vote for Mark Kelly. You go ahead. Or vote for Martha McSally. The choice is very clear. Very clear. Choice is clear across the board in this election. This is a battle between right and wrong. This is a fight between decency, civility, civil law and order. So it's not right and left anymore. You have a deputy press secretary calling police a worthless effing pig on social media. You do not get the privilege of being elected to the United States Senate. You're pouring a bunch of money into the state of South Carolina, trying to get Lindsey Graham defeated, who is doing a splendid job chairing this Senate Judiciary Committee hearing with Amy Coney Barrett, who's fought for South Carolinians for years. And yep, he started out not on Team Trump, but he, just like many others, put the country's interests ahead of his own personal political positions and is all on board with this president. Lindsey Graham needs to be reelected. Tom Tillis needs to be reelected. Fighting hard for North Carolinians. Don't let them win. Portions of our show brought to you by Balance of Nature. You feeling run down a little bit? You know, the energy you used to have? Maybe you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. I want to remind you about Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. The best defense you could have in your system is to boost your own immune system. It's been a big, big year, a difficult year. But also, for many of us, we've been working hard to take care of ourselves. I want to remind you again about Balance of Nature and how the daily dose contains 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Strengthen your immune system. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey today. Call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code MikeG.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show?
We live stream at MikeOnline.com.
And then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel.
And be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
This radio station accepts political advertising. In fact, we are required to do so by the federal law. We understand that not all our listeners will agree with statements or positions taken by all of these candidates, and sometimes neither do we. But this radio station is an important part of this community, and therefore the candidates want to bring their message to you via our airwaves. We do so as a public service, and we are required to do so. Regardless of your position on these issues, please make sure you register to vote so your voice is heard.
Our president handled Samantha, lib-left Samantha, very well, especially regarding the white nationalist question. How many times do we have to have that answered?
Maybe he should just, everything he says now, I'm Donald Trump, I condemn white supremacy. Hi, hi, how are you, Savannah? I condemn white supremacy. What time is it, Bob? I condemn white supremacy. They're a bunch of hacks. Listen to this. Fox News just reported that one of the questioners at last night's ABC town hall featuring Biden, one of the questioners was Nathan Osborne, a former speechwriter for the Obama White House. He specifically worked for the Office of Public Affairs at the Commerce Department under the Obama administration and at the Small Business Administration. His profession in the graphic last night for ABC was listed as communications. Oh my gosh, they're such crooks. They're trying so hard. Head into the weekend with a bunch of MyPillow products. Go into the weekend and know you're going to get a good night's sleep. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. Those towels are amazing. Mike Lindell has invented the towels that are the most absorbent towels you'll ever use in taking a shower, I mean, drying yourself. These towels are incredible. Buy one set, get the second set free when you use the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, two sets for one low price. These sheets are so smooth, so soft, so amazing. Get two sets for one low price plus free shipping, made from the best cotton on earth. And, of course, the pillow itself is the most incredible pillow. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. Buy one premium, get the second pillow free when you use the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. FellowshipHomeLoans.com. Sarah, I'm told, is very angry. She's a Biden supporter. She's infuriated by Donald Trump. So maybe we'll go in here on a happy note. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. I think I got a little misrepresented there. Oh. I'm not furious. I just, thought I'd call in. I've been surfing the channels, and I like the sound of your voice. And then what you were saying just really kind of shocked me. And as an election worker from South Portland, Maine, who's been doing this from North Carolina to Maine for about the last, I would say, 10 or 12 years, I just feel like President Trump is doing a real disservice by spreading rumors or whatever he's talking about with the, you know, ballots in the garbage can.
What did you hear when you turned on the show, Sarah? I'm just curious. And I appreciate you joining us. Honestly, I do. I take callers that disagree with me, put you at the top of the line. So I hope you stick around for a while and listen to the show. What did I say that was you found shocking? What did I say that you found shocking?
Well, I got to say that when I tuned in, you were talking about Trump's recent interview, like the open town hall with the news. Yeah, last night.
Yeah, we're all talking about that. Yeah, I know. What did I say that shocked you?
It shocked me that you would play that clip, which to me implies that you agree in some way with
it. Got it. You think you're shocked that I played a clip from the town hall. Sarah, you settle in. I think you're going to love the show. Glad you're not as angry to me as you were with Eric, but I'm glad that you found us. You understand you're the shocking one to us, but that's just America right now. We're split right down the middle, but maybe give her time and we'll win her over. Don't forget to go to keepamericaamerica.com. KeepAmericaAmerica.com and not let them cheat. Who was it? Was that Hewitt's book, They Can't Win If We Don't Let Them Cheat? And they won't win if we show up in en masse at the polls. Good week. Have a great weekend. We'll do it Monday. I'm Mike Gallagher. Keep fighting the good fight. Hang in there, Sarah. And God bless America.